but Shula Martin has the business news.
Thanks, Gavin. The government has agreed a more targeted cost of living package along with some universal payments, with $470 million set to be allocated for social protection measures, as well as more supports for businesses to deal with their increasing costs. We've asked Conall McQuilla, Chief Economist with Davy, to cast an eye over the measures and give his assessment. Conall McQuilla, the plan amounts to €1.3 billion. Can the government afford it?
Well, we can. The surplus last year the government ran was €5 billion. Most people expect that to grow this year. So we can certainly afford it. But I suppose the question is, should we be doing it? And, you know, the advice from the ECB, the IMF and others would be you shouldn't try to chase inflation by putting more money into the economy. If you are going to try to protect people from the cost of living pressures, you should do it in a targeted way. So it's good to see a bit more of a targeted approach yesterday than in the budget. The other point is, the key issue here is when energy bills are going to fall. Wholesale natural gas prices are now down at pre-war levels. In the UK, they directly regulate energy bills, and you know people can be reasonably confident that their energy bill will fall. In Ireland, it's a lot less clear because of the way we regulate our market. So it could well be the case, and the Taoiseach has made some comments, that energy bills are going to fall quite rapidly over the next 6 months. So the need for these kind of measures may not be there.
They extended the reduced 9% VAT rate for the hospitality sector for another 6 months, and the temporary business energy support scheme has been extended until the end of May. Hospitality is pleased with the rate extension, and businesses who need supports to pay those energy bills that you're talking about will also be pleased. But are these measures good for the overall economy?
Well, I think a lot of support's been brought in through the pandemic and now over the past year. And I suppose, the danger would be that sort of temporary one-off supports for sectors that are struggling become permanent. Of course, there are firms struggling within these sectors who do need support through what's going to be a very difficult period. But at the same time, there will be firms doing quite well. So again, I think this is the reason why the Irish Fiscal Advisory Council is saying really these supports, we don't want to make them permanent features. They should be phased out over a period of time. Ultimately, in the long term, we can't be providing subsidies to particular sectors over other sectors. That's inefficient for the economy. So, again, there's a case for this support to be extended, but it does need to be phased out at some point.
Is the 9% VAT rate, is that correct for hospitality?
Look, it helps profitability. It helps some companies stay above water for a period of time when things may be difficult. But there'll be some companies that are doing reasonably well, and they don't need that support. So again, I think that's why it needs to be phased out.
Okay. International economists are critical of how Ireland measures economic growth, and this criticism emerged again this week following an interview in the Financial Times with the Governor of the Central Bank, Gabriel McClough. What are your thoughts on the criticism of how we measure economic growth? Are they right?
Well, there's a rule book set down that's agreed internationally, and we have to follow that. GDP growth in Ireland has been extraordinarily strong, and you know, I think everyone agrees that it's kind of misrepresents just how strong the economy has been. There's no silver bullet, no perfect measure that's, you know, an alternative to GDP. And I suppose what we'd hope is that over the next couple of years, the GDP growth figures will become a little bit more representative of what's really happening. In 2020, we had this deadline for effectively profits that were counted in the Cayman Islands and Bermuda and offshore. They had to be brought back onshore in this big influx of intellectual property assets. So that accounting change has really distorted the GDP figures in recent years. Hopefully that distortion will go away. But there's no perfect answer in terms of an alternative to the GDP measure.
Now, we do have GNI Star. That was a new one that was introduced. But when we supply our figures to Eurostat, we supply GDP figures. So is Ireland distorting European figures as a result?
They are. So, the GDP figures for the euro area beat expectations, suggested Europe didn't contract in the fourth quarter of last year. It turned out, given our own 3.5% growth, had not been for Ireland, the overall European economy would be in contraction. We see this in the kind of in terms of the monthly industrial production figures. So Ireland's figures are very, very volatile. It relates to the nature of the pharmaceutical sector and, you know, the ICT sectors and the way in which they count profits. But they are adding, they're actually adding problems to European aggregate data, which is not a good look. And again, is a little bit worrying that we're kind of, it sort of creates focus and puts us under pressure in terms of, are our GDP figures unrepresentative? And, you know, this is in the context, obviously, the corporation tax debate as well.
OK, we'll leave it there. Conall McQuilla, Chief Economist with Davy, thank you for joining us on the programme this morning.